Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, November 29th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Shoes may open doors to share the gospel with children in Iraq. Indifference is the major obstacle facing evangelism in France, and evangelists are beaten in India, but lives are spared. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq headlines today's news. As coalition forces continue to pound insurgent-held areas in that nation, a Christian organization is excited about the possibility of reaching out to children there. Buckner Orphan Care International's Amy Norton, who heads the Shoes for Orphan Souls program, says they're sending shoes.
The shoes should be going in the next month or so to Iraq, and we're sending 7,000 new shoes into Kirkuk, which is where there's over 15,000 people just living in displaced people camps around that city. And the governor just visited us, and he said shoes are really one of the most desperate needs that they have.
Norton says typically Buckner works through the local church, but unfortunately, that can't happen this time.
This is an open door where we have the opportunity to go in and kind of put our foot in the door, and we'll continue to try to open it through the shoes going in and then having the opportunity to hopefully make some contact with maybe local churches there who can be involved in the distribution.
Meanwhile, the French Constitution seems to have affected the mindset of the French people when it comes to spiritual things. The mission field is difficult in France because of it. At least that's the opinion of at least one missionary working there, Greater Europe Missions' Leroy Zumach.
After the revolution, they set up their constitution. They were trying to minimize religion and its influence. And in the U.S., we were trying to keep government out of the church, but in France, they were trying to keep religion from interfering with government. It was the other side of the coin. So government in France runs as if there's no God, and that affects people's mindset. Indifference.
Zumach says there's one main obstacle facing evangelism.
Indifference. People don't need God here. Life is pretty good. Ever since the revolution, 1789, people have ignored God, or the government has pushed them aside through law. It's definitely a postmodern culture. There's no absolutes in this culture.
Pray that missionaries won't get discouraged. You're listening to Mission Network News. A missionary evangelism team in India was beaten as they were reaching out with the love of Christ. The incident took place in Orissa State. A Gospel for Asia ministry team was attacked by enemies of the gospel, beating them badly. By God's grace, their lives were spared. The team hasn't given up. They began praying for the village, and now they're reaching out to those who beat them up. Pray that they'll lead many to the feet of Jesus. Funding is also needed to help support these evangelists. Next, 1,800 pastors and church leaders receive the training they need to become better equipped to reach many with the gospel. Jonathan Shibley with Global Advance just returned from Kazakhstan, where the training took place. Shibley says this was more than just a pastor's conference.
And in addition to equipping pastors, we had what we believe is the first ever Christian Business Leaders Conference, where businessmen and women came from several nations to be equipped and encouraged and challenged to use their businesses as a platform for the Great Commission.
Shibley says this answers a crying need for evangelism abroad.
As we've been going all around the world and seeing the needs of pastors and church leaders, there's an additional screaming need right next to that, and that's the need to raise up indigenous Christian businessmen and women who can be vital for spreading the gospel through commerce, and also be those in the future who can be the ones to fund the local church efforts there and the sending out of missionaries.
And a new survey reveals a small but significant increase among evangelicals willing to donate money for AIDS ministry. The poll commissioned by World Vision found 14% of American evangelicals definitely would be willing to donate to AIDS programs worldwide, and 17% would help children orphaned by AIDS. In 2002, those numbers were 5% and 3% respectively. Many HIV/AIDS outreach groups pray this will translate into more money that will help them lead many to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls Trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many Russian orphans and get the tools you and your church need to help them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.